Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
5 months or so away from the budget this autumn, but already positions are being staked out. For its part, the government has already said that there won't be as many giveaways as last autumn due to the tariff war and global uncertainty. But already some sectors are setting out their wish list. Deloitte says that capital gains taxes are too high and a disincentive to invest here. It also wants AI and decarbonisation tax credits. And Daryl Hanbury is the partner and head of tax and legal with Deloitte and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Joe.
Is there a race to be first out of the blocks to get to the budget submissions?
No, I think the last time you had me in here, you called the budget perhaps performative. And I think we said it was a year-round process, like a football season. We've had a little bit of pre-season and we at Deloitte are delighted to kick off the season in full swing now.
Now, you suggest quite a few things. Let's start with the overall notion of scaling smarter. What do you mean by that?
So what we mean is, you know, it won't come as a surprise that Ireland is facing a number of challenges. You've had Nick on in the last few minutes talking about a couple of those. And Budget 2026 is the moment to make those deliberate strategic decisions in terms of what are we going to do to try and help fix and solve some of those problems. And what we lay out within our pre-budget submission are some of those bold strategies in a couple of key areas that, you know, accelerate domestic direct investment, maintain our competitiveness to continue to attract FDI and look at a number of the other issues.
I like this idea of direct investment, domestic direct investment rather than FDI, foreign direct investment. What do you mean by that?
So it's the entrepreneur ecosystem, essentially domestic industry. You will have, you know, numerous commentary will talk about how reliant we are on foreign direct investment. Mm. And we've consistently talked now for a couple of years around how we need to rebalance that approach to make sure that we're being as bold and brave with our domestic companies as we were with our foreign direct investment almost 20 years ago.
I presume you don't want to replace FDI, you want DDI alongside it.
Absolutely. Look, yeah. We've had a hugely successful tax policy initiatives around FDI, and that's been a great success. What we want to do is try and replicate aspects and be bold and brave when we come to approaching that domestic direct investment.
What sort of tax incentives do you have in mind for artificial intelligence and how would that look?
So artificial intelligence and digitalization is one of the many challenges that we're facing. I think the key piece, what's been really successful and we would view as the secret sauce of innovation, has been our research and development tax credits. We would look for and we're calling for something similar in the area of digitalization and AI, and also in the area of decarbonization, which you covered earlier, in terms of trying to encourage organizations to invest in these new technologies to future-proof and to make sure that they're ready to take advantage of that.
And what does that mean? If they put in, let's say they put in €1 million into a company that, you know, it'll get 20% back?
Yeah, so I think that's the typical approach of the credit. And it's the idea of credits and incentives in this space is to try and alleviate the cost pressure of maybe putting investments into areas where you're not quite sure what the payback or how long the payback is going
to
be.
Or whether there's any payback.
Indeed, well, whether there's any payback. But as it is in a lot of these areas, whenever you do make those investments and there is payback, the payback can be quite large.
CGT, capital gains tax. Yep. It's a bugbear for a lot of investors and entrepreneurs. What do you suggest?
So we are calling for a reduction in the rate of capital gains tax from the existing 33% back to the 20% rate that was in existence previously. Mm. I think this is
That'll be a big jump downwards.
It's a big jump downwards, but we are already at the higher end of capital gains tax rates right across Europe. It is acting as a disincentive to entrepreneurship and particularly entrepreneurship in Ireland. So it's not that we are, you know, putting away the entrepreneurs and they're leaving the country and they're not carrying out those activities in Ireland. And we want to make sure, back to that future-proofing the Irish economy and encouraging domestic direct investment, we want to make sure that happens in Ireland.
Well, best of luck with it. You've only got 4.5 more months before the budget itself. Enjoy the weekend, Daryl. That's Daryl Hanbury, partner and head of tax and legal with Deloitte.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.